The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia. Now we're going to turn to an issue that causes huge divisions among housemates, family members and spouses. From bananas and condiments to chocolate, should they be stored in the fridge or the cupboard? Our reporter Henry McKean has been asking people on the streets of Dublin.
What about chocolate in the summer? Would
never,
that go in the fridge?
Never in the fridge, no, no. Always in a press.
I understand it does change the taste and it can capture other flavours in the fridge and it can get into the chocolate. What about butter? Because now the butter is melting on my counter.
I always put butter in the fridge.
What do you keep in your fridge?
Everything.
Everything goes in the fridge?
Everything.
What about bread?
Yeah, no, bread goes in the freezer.
You put the bread in the freezer?
Yeah, because it keeps, and then I can take it out the next night and let it defrost.
What about condiments? What about an open bottle of ketchup?
No, no.
That never goes in the press?
Yeah, never do. Chocolate, because it melts.
Chocolate goes in the fridge?
Yeah, and I put crepes in.
Everything?
And salad and everything. Oh, I put my cans of Coke in, yeah. And my beer. I put everything in it. I really do put everything in it.
Would you put red wine in a fridge?
Not really. I'll put the white wine.
What goes in your fridge in the summer?
Butter.
Butter goes in. Is it not too hard when it comes out?
No.
What about eggs?
No.
Bread?
No. Eggs go in my fridge all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
Even though that they have a protective shell, we don't have to put them in the fridge. But you do?
Yes.
You want them to last longer?
Yeah, last longer. And I'd have loads of salad in my fridge. Fruit.
Salad. I don't put fruit in the fridge.
You don't put fruit in?
No.
What about avocados?
No, I don't eat them.
Okay, that is the views of the people of Dublin, talking to Henry McKean there. Let's get a bit of science now from Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology in University of Leicester. Primrose, thanks indeed for talking to us. First off, we want to make sure people don't get the wrong end of the stick here. So start by telling us what foods absolutely should and must be in the fridge.
Okay, anything that is perishable. So that would be meat, poultry, fish, dairy, cheeses. And the key thing is for them not to sit too long at room temperature. There's a 2-hour kind of ruling because these...
Oh, Primrose, have we lost you? We seem to have lost Primrose. Is she there? Are you there, Primrose? Sorry, we lost you for a second, Primrose.
If it's perishable, fridge.
Yeah, perishable fridge. Okay, let's get to some of the foods that people, I suppose, debate about. Butter, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge, quite frankly, because in the I would say where I am, it's not hot enough to melt butter. But generally speaking, you want butter of a reasonable consistency, so fridge, and it will keep for longer.
Okay. I've heard people saying they might take out enough for a day just to put in a bowl so it's not rock hard when you take it out of the fridge. But is that acceptable, I presume?
It is acceptable and it's also what I do.
Yeah. Bread. Do people put bread in the fridge?
Well, the thing is, bread is perishable and the environments in which bread is actually produced, there are fungal spores in the air. So the bread that you actually buy, if you leave it at room temperature and it's particularly warm, it will start going mouldy a lot faster. So putting the bread in the fridge keeps it longer safer.
But does it not get stale quicker if you put it in the fridge?
No, it just actually gets a little bit stiffer because the bread actually seems to be harder, but it's not. And it's not actually, because it's in a wrapper, losing moisture as such, but it will keep for longer, particularly in the summer.
Eggs?
Eggs do have a protective shell, but they do have their use-by dates on them, but they will keep for longer if you keep them cool. So in a cold pantry, if you have one, on the fridge, if not. Key thing is, make sure you put the eggs on the bottom shelf of the fridge just in case they actually leak out. You don't want raw egg going on uncooked food.
Okay, olive oil. Do people put olive oil in the fridge?
Not really. It doesn't need it.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
It's got natural antioxidants and antimicrobials in it, so not really, no.
Okay, condiments and sauces.
Now, it depends on whether or not they are low sugar varieties or the standard full sugar, because the sugar and the acetic acid that's in most condiments, sauces and pickles and so on, do actually preserve, and those sorts of condiments are meant to be kept at room temperature. However, if it's actually a low sugar version that you've got, I'm afraid once you've opened it, it won't keep for as long, and you do probably need to refrigerate it.
Okay. What about fruit? I mean, the one advantage of having fruit in the fridge is it doesn't attract fruit flies, which during the summer can be a complete pain.
Absolutely. It depends on the fruit. So bananas, I wouldn't put in the fridge until they're ripened. But other fruits, they will keep for longer. Make sure that you keep them in the original container, okay? Because once you actually open the cover of, say, a punnet of strawberries, fungal spores in the air will actually get onto the surface of the berries. So it's a good idea to put them in the fridge. And also keep an eye on the use-by date.
Two last ones before I let you go. I hadn't thought of this, but I've heard people about putting potatoes in the fridge. They say it stops them sprouting.
Potatoes in the fridge? Well, actually, I do. I do keep my potatoes in the fridge for two reasons. One, the cold stops the potato sort of growing. And two, inside the fridges are dark and it stops potatoes and so on actually sort of being exposed to light and developing toxic alkaloids, which can be quite dangerous.
Okay. All right. My producer wanted me to ask about carrots. Do you put them in the fridge?
Carrots, I keep carrots in the fridge as well. They do keep a lot longer. So yeah. Carrots at room temperature, a week, in the fridge, 3 weeks.
Okay, let's come to the million-dollar question to finish. Chocolate in the fridge or in the cupboard? What do you do?
It depends on whether it's milk chocolate or dark chocolate, because dark chocolate is less likely to melt. I personally keep it in a cool place in the pantry. But if it gets really, really hot, it goes in the fridge.
Okay. All right. Absolutely brilliant advice. Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology in the University of Leicester. Thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder.
Obviously, there's things that have to go in the fridge, like your meat or whatever.
Oh, yeah. She made that clear. She had perishable. Yeah.
And then obviously lots of other things last a bit longer in the fridge because it's cold. Although I have to say it was an eye opener to me to think of the fridge being dark normally for the potatoes, because I always think the fridge is lit, but it's only lit when you open the door. And I'd never thought about that before. Yeah. But surely there are certain things like chocolate that you just leave out of the fridge because you're not a psychopath.
I like mine chilled.
And they taste nicer.
A listener wants to know, how big is Primrose's fridge? It must be pretty big. Keep those texts coming in, 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.